Leia clamped down on a heated answer that would do no one any good. She struggled to keep her voice level. Jedi and Sith are not the same. Padnal bared his teeth as he answered.
No, not the same at all. Neither one uses magic or lightsabers or decides the fates of others.
Palpatine was never a Jedi. And my son's struggles, his failures, have no bearing on this situation. Especially since the Jedi will be leaving the Chief of State's office to a duly elected politician as soon as it's feasible.
Ha!
And other former Jedi have become fine, even-handed rulers. Tenel Ka Chum Ta Jo of the Hapes Consortium, for example.
Padnal waved her argument away. He glanced up at the Holonews feed as though he'd lost interest in the argument.
Rennie raised a shaggy eyebrow. Get her.
Leia stared at the woman.
How's that again?
Bring Tenel Ka Jo here. She has reason to like the Jedi. She was one once. She has reason to mistrust them, too. Her consortium has sometimes been at odds with Jedi plans. She is a canny politician with no vested interest in or against our movement. Bring her here.
Padnal, scowling, returned his attention to the argument, but did not speak. He glanced at his aide, who offered only a microscopic shrug. Leia shook her head.
Absolutely not.
Naysay, who had been quiet for most of the exchange, now spoke, and did so with the lilting tones of a protocol droid, no sarcasm to his words.
She could be invited, with stress placed on her political acumen, her close ties to the Solo clan and the Jedi Order, and the ongoing significance of the Hapes Consortium in galactic politics. She could conceivably accept.
Maybe. Leia let a little irritation creep into her voice. I'll write the invitation.
Padnal shook his head.
We will. You can review the language and recommend improvements.
Rennie checked her chrono and stood.
Is it not time for the midday meal?
Later, as the negotiators retired to respective tents and transports for a post-meal torpor, Leia and Han walked the encampment. Han offered her a sympathetic smile.
Sorry you didn't win on the Tenel Ka thing.
Oh, I did.
How so?
I'm thrilled she's being invited. I desperately hope she'll come. She's likely to support our recommendations, and I'm sure we can contrive a little time for her to be together with Alana.
But you sounded adamant against her coming.
Han shut up for a moment.
You pretended to be against it so they'd fight harder for it. Later you can use the fact that you gave in to their demands as a negotiating point.
You're better at this thinking than you like to admit, Han.
He snorted, amused.
It's all Sabacc, sweetheart. It's just that you played without any card showing.